So what I want to do first is just address an issue that may arise when we're first hearing about emptiness, things being like dreams and so forth, where we might find this view or misunderstand this view to be a little nihilistic and think, well, there's no point in anything, nothing matters, nothing's real. What is the real meaning? Well, there's no real meaning. Whereas in fact, the more we understand the mind and appearances arising from mind, the way the mind creates things, in fact, what happens is we become very, very mindful of what we're doing, very, very purposeful. And there's a passage in Venerable Geshe's book, Ocean of Nectar, which is a commentary to the great master Chandrakirti's text, Guide to the Middle Way. This is our most extensive presentation of the teachings on the nature of reality. And in it, there's a couple of verses I'd like to read out, and I'd like to read the explanation of some of them. These are very, very beautiful verses. They're so magical. And this is about, initially, how someone feels as they're beginning to be able to gain a realization of emptiness. But then it explains, and what happens once they understand, once they've got a clear understanding of emptiness, what will happen for them? How will they engage with their life? Okay, so if we're thinking it's all, what it'll lead us to is a sense of nothing matters and nothing's meaningful. It doesn't mean that at all. Okay, so let me read the verses. So this is from the sixth chapter of Guide to the Middle Way, fourth verses through to the beginning of the seventh verse. Even while an ordinary being, if upon hearing of emptiness, great joy arises within again and again, the eyes moisten with tears of great joy, and the hairs of the body stand on end, such a person has the seed of the mind of a complete Buddha. He is a vessel for teachings on thatness, and ultimate truth should be taught to him. After that, good qualities will grow in him. He will take up and always maintain pure moral discipline, practice giving, rely on compassion, become acquainted with patience, fully dedicate all his virtues to enlightenment to liberate living beings, and have respect for perfect bodhisattvas. And Venerable Geshe says, when a suitable recipient receives teachings on emptiness, he or she will develop an unmistaken view of emptiness and as a result develop many special qualities. He will treasure the view of emptiness as his most precious possession and will see that if he takes rebirth in the lower realms in his next life, he will lose this precious view. To prevent this happening, he will take vows and always maintain pure moral discipline. Seeing that even if he takes a human rebirth in his next life, he will not be able to continue his practice if he is hindered by poverty or lack of basic resources, he will practice giving extensively. Seeing that his practice of emptiness will be a cause of Buddhahood only if it is conjoined with great compassion, he will always rely on meditation on compassion and bodhicitta. Seeing that anger destroys virtues and leads to rebirth in the lower realms and separation from holy beings, he will always practice patience. Seeing that to complete the path to Buddhahood, he must train in all the perfections, he will also practice effort and concentration. Moreover, he will fully dedicate all his virtues to the attainment of full enlightenment, so that he can liberate all living beings from samsara. Having found the correct view of emptiness, he will always maintain great respect for the teachers from whom he received these precious teachings, as well as for all objects of refuge. So far from being sort of listless and purposeless, the person that understands emptiness, they understand their mind as a repository, as a field of karmic imprints. And they understand all of their experiences as the ripening of these karmic imprints, like clouds forming in the sky of the mind. And so they're very interested in making sure that they are planting in the field of their mind the seeds that ripen as the experiences that help them go deeper and deeper into the realization of emptiness towards the goal of becoming a Buddha, an enlightened being. Now, we've been looking at the mind. What is the mind? How the mind works. Following Venerable Geshe's book, How to Understand the Mind. And this book culminates in a very beautiful presentation of 14 meditations known as the Meditations on the Stages of the Path. These 14 meditations carry our mind to its enlightenment. Within these 14 meditations are the solutions to every malfunction of the mind, every disturbance of the mind, every anger, every jealousy, every pride, every self-cherishing or self-grasping state of being. Within these 14 meditations are the means for cultivating and perfecting all of our good qualities, our love, our compassion, our kindness, our forgiveness. This series of meditations will cause our potential, our Buddhahood to manifest. So these are meditations that anyone can do, whatever their worldview. But if we understand certain things about the mind, we can do these fully in the way that is most powerful